We come to this place for magic. We come to pop a review, to laugh, to cry, to drink, because we need that, all of us. That indescribable feeling we get when we hit the play button and go somewhere we've never been before. Sound that I can feel. Somehow, heartbreak feels good in a place like this. Not just entertained, but somehow reborn together. Pop Poor Review. We make movie podcasts better.
Hey guys, welcome to Pop Poor Review. I am Matt, along with just myself, because it is time for the IMDb Top 250 Rundown, where we break down everything that happened during the month of April. So if my counting was correct, 72 different movies changed their spots at least once. That's 165 spots less than last month. That was because Dune came into the list and everything was shifting, like every single movie was shifting because it went so high. This was a very low list. Like, this is the second lowest number since we started doing the Top 250 Rundown. It's in between October 2023 with 71 different movies changing their spots at least once and February 2023 with 73. So it's a very, very quiet month, and we'll get into that just a little more in a sec. I was wrong about Civil War joining the list, and I think I had like some other, you know, possibilities like Challengers, and Challengers still has a chance because it just came out, but I don't think it's going to happen because no new movies came into the list this month. But as always, the bottom of the list, particularly number 250, was a rotating door. So stay with me. I have quite a number of movies that popped in and out throughout the month. On April 1st, the 2015 Indian film Desirium entered the list at number 250, and the 2012 Indian film Gangs of Worshipper left the list at number 250 as well. On April 2nd, the 1984 film Paris, Texas entered the list at number 250, and Desirium fell off the list at number 250. On April 8th, Gangs of Worshipper re-entered the list at number 250, and Paris, Texas fell off the list also at number 250. On April 9th, Desirium re-entered the list at number 250, and Gangs of Worshipper left the list once again at number 250 as well. On April 10th, the 2018 Indian film And Had Hum entered the list at number 250, and Desirium left the list once again at number 250 as well. On April 11th, Desirium popped back into the list number 250, knocking out And Had Hum at number 250. On April 13th, And Had Hum re-entered the list at number 250 once again, knocking out Desirium at number 250 as well. On April 14th, Paris, Texas made its debut again on the list at number 250, and Had Hum left the list number 250. On April 15th, Desirium once again was determined and entered the list number 250, knocking off Paris, Texas. On April 16th, I mean, it's literally every day something was happening pretty much, except for like 5 days this month. On April 16th, Paris, Texas quickly re-entered the list number 250, and Desirium fell off the list at number 250. On April 19th, Desirium popped right back into the top 250 list, and Paris, Texas fell off the list number 250. On April 20th, surprisingly, no weed movies, no like Big Lebowski didn't, you know, there wasn't any movement for that. But on 420, Gangs of Worshipper entered the list at number 250, and Desirium was knocked off the list at number 250 as well. On April 22nd, Paris, Texas re-entered the list number 250, and Gangs of Worshipper fell off the list number 250. On April 25th, Desirium popped back into the list at number 249, a little change, and Paris, Texas once again fell off the list number 250. And finally, on April 27th, Gangs of Worshipper re-entered the list number 250, knocking off Desirium also at number 250. I mean, it was pretty much the same movies this month. It was Gangs of Worshipper, Desirium, Paris, Texas, and It Had Hum. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing that. But those are pretty the only movies that they were just right at the border. And I guess depending on votes and depending on what else moved throughout the month, it was just popping back in. Oh, leave it again. Pop back in, leave it again. It was a little redundant this month with the same movies. Popping back in, leaving. But, you know, sometimes it's not as exciting as other months. So besides the last few spots in the top 250, particularly number 250. And it's always the case. I don't know why 250 is such a popular one to pop in and pop out of. Like, I know it's the last one, but, like, why it's every single day almost. So that's an interesting thing to see. But besides that number, and, you know, 1249 number, not really much happened. Yes, there was, you know, things are moving, but it was a very normal, very quiet month. And, I mean, even on April 24th, absolutely nothing changed. So, like I said last month, I think a lot of things are settling in. A lot of things are just doing their normal move back and forth, depending on people voting for it or people rating it. So, the lineup we discuss is going to be a little different than last month. Because a lot of things didn't even either just moved once or didn't even move at all that we usually talk about. So, we're kind of entering this new era of movies to talk about on the Top 50 Rundown. So Dune Part 2 went down 4 spots, number 19. I think this movie is going to stay in the top 30 because it's second month on the list and it barely moved. It moved 4 times. And it moved less than some movies that have been on the list for years. Dances with Wolves moved 9 spots. And that's been on the list, I think, since the creation of the Top 50 movie list. So it just depends on how things just maybe never settle on the list. And things settle very quickly. I just think Dune Part 2 is a movie that's going to settle very quickly. Because it is a very beloved movie to people. And I think this is going to be like Oppenheimer. Where like we might stop talking about Oppenheimer in a few months. But we'll get into that in a sec. We're going to keep talking about Dune for at least another year, you know, and how it's doing, I assume. Because then you get into the awards season and, you know, things move and it might go down, it might go up, more movies enter the list, who knows, we'll have to wait and see. But it's still above big movies like Seven and Interstellar and It's a Wonderful Life, so throughout the month it received around 76,000 new votes. That is around 186,000 less than last month, but that is totally normal because last month it entered the list and it jumped from like 50 to like 12. So it was going to be getting a lot of new votes because it's very new. Another movie that we've been talking about for almost a year now is Oppenheimer. It went down 4 spots, number 94. Throughout the month, it received 25,000 new votes, around 22,000 less than last month. But I mean, for a movie that came out almost a year ago, it's still able to get over 20,000 new votes and continuously be in the top 3 new votes every day. I think it's pretty remarkable. I do think it's going to go below 100. When we were first starting to talk about this, I did not think that. I think, oh, this is going to be high. But, you know, as time went on, it just moved down like a few spots every month. But I don't think it's going to go below 130. I'd be shocked if it goes past 130. And yeah, those were the two movies we're going to talk about right now. Because like I said, it's a quiet month and a lot of things were being rotated. Like, you know, we kind of rotated out of talking about Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. We stopped talking about Poor Things that fell off, and the 12th Fail barely moved. So yeah, we're kind of, you know, phasing into new movies to talk about for the Top 50 Rundown. And the highest ranking change was Star Wars 5 The Empire Strikes Back moving up 1 spot to 15, and Dune Part 2 moving down to 1 spot to number 16. I think this is gonna be like Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, where the highest ranking change usually was Spider-Man moving up or down, and I think this is gonna become a new thing for Dune Part 2 because it's so high up that, you know, if it moves down and moves up, it's going to be the highest ranking change of that month. So we'll see if that becomes a trend. Something I was surprised about, though, looking at the top new votes every day, is that Joker was in like the top 3 for a lot of the month. And I think when Joker 2 comes out, that's going to be like a huge hit on the IMDb Top 50 list. Like it might come up pretty high because the first Joker is pretty high on the list. So it's going to be interesting in October to see what happens there, because the new trailer came out this month and for Joker 2, and obviously it's drawing attention from the first one. I wonder if that's going to correlate for the second one to be on the list. So we're going to have to wait and see for that. Finally, one of the last things I want to do is talk about the movies we've already covered on the podcast from the IMDb Top 50 list. That was moving this month. It wasn't that much. Last month was pretty much everything, because Dune moved pretty much every movie except for the top like 10. So we pretty much had every single movie that we've covered. This month, pretty small list. Rush, The General, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Tokyo Story, Room, Green Book, Snatch, The Exorcist, Aladdin, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, Dune Part 2, The Wizard of Oz, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and Kill Bill Volume 1. Those are the movies that we've already covered on the podcast. Definitely go listen to those episodes. And those are the movies that we've already covered that happened to move this month on the IMDb Top 50 list. So finally, last month I predicted Civil War might come in. I want to start predicting, you know, what movie possibly could enter every month. Because 2024 might just not be that big of a year to have a lot of movies enter the list. Last year, I think we had like 4. So I don't know if that's going to happen again. We already have one with Dune Part 2. So next month for May, I don't think anything's going to join. But the only two contenders that I see having a chance, depending on how good they are, is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes and Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. None of the Planet of the Apes are on there. None of the new trilogy ones with Andy Serkis are on there either. So that's why I think it's a big guess. But I think this one is getting in the timeline pretty close to the original. So if they somehow do something really creative and like tie it into the first one again, almost like, you know, it's a prequel, but it's also like tying into the original Planet of the Apes, but it's also a sequel to all the other ones. If they are able to handle all this very well and it's well received, I could see it possibly coming out there. And Mad Max Fury Road is already in the list, so if people react to Furiosa, Mad Max Saga just as big to this movie as they did to Mad Max Fury Road, there's a possibility this could enter the list. So we are going to have to wait and see till next month, but that is the IMDb Top 50 rundown for April. Thank you so much for listening, and continue to listen to all our episodes. We have some really fun movies coming up in the next couple of weeks. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next episode. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. You can hear us anywhere you listen to podcasts, and we want to hear what you think, so leave us a review. Give us some likes on social media at Pop Poor Review. Click around www.poppoorreview.com. Become a member of our Patreon page, patreon.com/poppoorreview, for exclusive content and drink recipes. And one last thing before you go, make sure to check out the Titan Media Collective and Titan Cast Network. Enjoy the rest of your Movie Monday.
That was a Titan Cast episode.